So that's about if you connect to the brain. Jesus goes into Jerusalem, and the people are expecting him to be cramped. And they're looking for victims. They're looking to repeat the cycle, and somehow, boy, we're going to beat you, and we're going to push you under our feet. The Romans. And that's like what we're doing today. And we have parades all the time of military conquest. Connect the dots. What marches are taking place that are misguided and misunderstanding the nature of who Jesus was and is and will be. Connect the dots. You're right. The 21st day is coming. This morning, we're going to have a fabulous meal, are we not? And people would be very pleased if they would let you know if they're coming. And the son of Jesus in the back waiting for the and if you eat and eat fabulously, and then come in here, strip the altar, and we have new verse. Taking the sacrament to a garden that will be built and perish off the land. So midnight, Jesus is arrested in the garden and then he goes in at midnight. What are those dots that you connect to those things? Let's connect some dots today. We're going to have a fabulous meal. Jesus had an added presence. Who's hungry? Who's hungry? In this world of ours. And who's going to eat? It doesn't just matter. The altar is stripped. Jesus is alone in the garden, but he's alone praying. He's anxious, he's spirit, he's serving, period. Are you fearful and worried that you know someone who is? And can you stop and stay with them 1 hour? Connect the dots. We're going to want to be first compared to what? But Jesus is alone and lonely, and he weeps. And you know lonely people. And who is the woman? And who doesn't need you to hold it? Who doesn't need you to hold it? And if not, compared to what? Which one? Give her something. Are you going to pick up the phone and call someone and take them to cancer treatment? Trying to make it real for everybody. Some are all alone in their suffering. Or they think they are. I was going to whisper the name, Jesus is with you. Always. You're going to. You're going to name him out loud in front of Pilate. Compared to what that's going to come out. The world does not want me to name Jesus like that. All the world wants to name Jesus is the powerful one who's going to tell you all what to do and how to be and all that. Yeah. But the church is really good sometimes at making that mistake, pretending like it's sufficient power and it's going to, you know, use its power and control. But that's not the Jesus of the gospel we're going to live this week. Let's make it real. He's the one that's got no power, stands before the powers of the world, and says, No. My kingdom is not of this world. And you can put me on the cross and you'll never win. Let's connect with God with those powers in this world that are seeking to divide and fearmonger and get us to do things that are not part of the gospel. And in your personal life, in your family, in your work life. And Saturday, bonfire, we're going to crank this stuff up. It's going to be huge. It's going to be something in the air. And you're going to have your hair on your chin burn up. And your face is going to be scorched red. It's going to be that hot. And I know the weather's going to be so good for the Friday. Right? It's going to be 80 degrees in the sun. This is the only church in the whole world that I know of. And for a better way on a good Friday than a Easter Sunday, because a good Friday you're going to take the day off, and you're going to come here, and we're going to serve other people. You're going to go out in the community, and clean up the seniors' yards, and bring them down, and go to the new home. We're going to be involved in all sorts of organizations around the town, and serving them, not us. And you're going to come here, and you're going to do that. You're going to come here at 8 o'clock, and 8:30, we're going to bless you and send you out. And we'll come back to the stations. We're going to do a little work around here. There's a little work here. And you're going to connect the dot between the ability of Jesus to give his life away and your willingness to give your life away. That's making you real. And that's comparing yourself. And we get that bonfire going, and we tell the story, amazing stories. The story of creation, the Exodus story, the story of the fire and furnace, where the prophets who are condemned will say out loud to the powers of the world, God is going to save us from this fire, but if not, we will be faithful. And we'll hear those stories, and we'll relearn them again. We'll come in and confirm our baptism, we'll come in and identify as Christians in this world. And we'll remember what is real and what is the true standard by which we compare ourselves. And that's what we hear. Now, part of the problem that you preach to a church of the Holy Spirit is the fact that you're already doing it. And so, I don't have much to encourage you to already do. It's kind of a bother. You got there before I did. You remind me more than I can remind you. You're in the prison. Meals are real. You and I are angels. Yeah, well, this is endless. So what am I really telling you? I'm simply asking a single question. Can you ever love too much?